Theological Seminary expanded its mission of quality theological education for professional Christian ministry to include marketplace Christian leaders who are engaged in salt and light ministry. This is a result of the change in the mission statement. Before, the ATS mission statement says to equip Christian leaders to do the work of the ministry. Then, in 2000, or before that, actually even before that, when there was a change that was made in the mission statement, the discussion was who are the Christian leaders who are supposed to be trained or supposed to be equipped. And that's where the idea of expanding the understanding of Christian leaders to go beyond those who do work in churches and parachurch organizations, and to include those who are doing the work of the ministry, the salt and light workers in the marketplace. And so because of that, we called together, we invited professionals to come to ATS for marketplace consultation. And here, which is actually the first of its kind to be done. And in this consultation, of course, there were presentations on the development of theology of work and how work was understood. But the main bulk of the consultation was really a consultation. We put them into groups and we set out to listen to what are the issues that they're facing, what are the in terms of Christian ministry, how can the seminary help them? How do we help them become more equipped? And so from there, it resulted in the formation of the group which is existing right now called the Fellowship of Christians in Government, or FOSIG, where they meet to not only to build up each other in doing the work of the ministry, but also to help deal with the different issues that each Christian would face, especially those who work in government. And that would include corruption, that would include the different issues that they face there. The consultation also resulted in Phronesis, which is the ATS Theological Journal, whose first issue is entitled Christians in the Marketplace. And all the papers that were presented, the result of the consultation, that was put down in the journal. So this led to the idea of creating an ATS Lay Institute in 1995, which is precisely to train these Christians. So they're not pastors, they are practitioners. So they are practitioners in their own field. And the idea was to bring them together in seminars. If they want a degree, the degree is optional. But invariably, this is really more scaled down from a seminary level of training. And the ones who will teach them would be Christians who are already practicing their ministry in their own respective fields, wherever, professional fields, wherever they may be. And but it did not get off the ground that well until in 2005, ATS, in partnership with BGU, Baki Graduate University, in Dennis Baki. So they offered the theology of work as a core course in the new MBA program. Actually, it's still an experimental MBA program, Master of Business Administration in Biblical Stewardship and Christian Management. And they offered it together with another course called Biblical and Theological Basis for Social Transformation. These two courses are actually the two integrative courses of the MBA program, where they reworked the framework of MBA, because they still offer the traditional MBA courses, but they are built around the biblical and theological framework of theology of work, which is called work calling and human dignity, and also the biblical and theological basis for social transformation. So, from 2005 to 2008, it was Dr. Paul Stevens who taught the course. And later on, I think you brought together a group of practitioners again in UCM, was it? United Church of Manila, where you will be passing on the baton. Yes, yes. So that's the point. And from then on, in 2007, we created the Center for Biblical Stewardship that promotes the theology of work in its programs that cater to both nonprofit and profit organizations. Unfortunately, the impact, probably because it was associated with a particular center and the center was offering the MBA program, it was understood popularly that the course on work calling and human dignity is an MBA, part of the MBA course. And it never successfully translated to the rest of the seminary. So it wasn't on its own, field on its own. And it has not impacted the rest of the seminary constituency. However, one byproduct of this was sometimes we get Catholics who attend the MBA, who go through the MBA program. And one of them who went through the MBA program, an evangelical Catholic leader of 250,000 families, was touched by the course. Actually, he was one of my students, I think. And it was pretty controversial because when the board realized that there was a Catholic who graduated through... I think so. And so they said the board was, what? How did the Catholic get into... Yeah. So anyway, he did publish a book, Go Find Extraordinary Joy at Work, which was later on published in National Bookstore. And he is the primary exponent, one of the main exponents of the theology of work. But he's not a traditional evangelical. So, he's a Catholic. So, but of course, since then, because of that, what happened with him, that the board opened up the MBA to Catholics also. Said, okay, Catholics can go through. Right. So that's the state of it at present time. The way we do it presently is because this is the design of the MBA program modules, is you have a 5-day module. And so in a 5-day module, they all get together. This is whole day. So from 8:30 to 4:30, 8:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon. The first 3 days is devoted to biblical theological foundations. For that, we use mostly the material which was graciously left to us by Dr. Paul Stevens, particularly the slide presentation that you left us. And though, of course, in teaching the course, I put in my own modifications to that already. But don't worry, I still kept your original presentation intact. And yeah, and usually, when the students ask, can we have a copy of the presentation, we give them yours. But I don't give them mine. Because if I were to do that, I may go into intellectual property. And then on the fourth day, there's a one-day field trip where we visit a workplace, a work situation, and the students would go there, and they are free to ask questions, especially with our contact person there. And on the last day, that's when we do synthesis and discussion. So we talked about what they. Aside from that, after that 5-day module, then they go through different learning strategies. One of them is they keep a journal in every day that they go through the module, they write down their insights and reflections. And for the next 3 weeks after the module, they would do an immersion project where they would spend 15 hours talking to, they would choose a particular workplace situation. They would spend 15 hours interviewing the people who were there, and then they would write about their own experience. Right? And particularly, in what way would the biblical and theological principles that they learned be applied in that particular work situation? Right? So that's how we do it. As I said, one of the main problems is the lack of Asian resources written from a practitioner's perspective, because mostly the sources that they read are coming from non-Asians, right? And there's not a lot of Asians writing in that particular area, maybe because we're not being touched with. And I am thankful that as I saw in Dr. Paul's session a while ago, that there are sources that we can use as well. But there's really, from the Philippine perspective, there's not a lot, and there's not enough teachers who can teach the course. Also, maybe as a recommendation, I would say perhaps there should be more consultation or fora among seminaries in the Philippines to develop these new sources and to talk about new approaches of teaching the course. We do have the one that inherited the mantle of APSLA Institute is the Center for Continuing Studies, which is really the same, targeting the grassroots, bringing down its seminary, not a seminary style of teaching, but mostly in seminars, 16 hours per module, 160 hours for the whole program, where the teaching is not lecture, but more the sharing of experiences, and more integrative, actually. And we're examining now, because our graduates are spreading the word to others, but they said, we cannot come to ATS for 5 days. Do you have an online program? Right. I tried to do an online blended course last June, but something happened with the infrastructure at ATS, so for 2 weeks we didn't have internet, and so the whole class collapse as an online class, and we went back to email. but we're still trying, and I know that the director of the Center for Biblical Stewardship, Zenith Maramara, is saying that he's now investigating a possibility of doing an online program. I think it's with somewhere in the south. So that's what we have so far on the theology of work.